You're listening to the All American Actors Podcast, episode 24. In today's episode, I am talking with U.S. talent manager Kat Arkos of Arkos Management. She's giving us her perspective on working with international talent and why she thinks Clubhouse is a great place for actors to network. That's coming up next. Ready to go behind the scenes and learn what it really takes to build a sustainable career as a working actor in the U.S. film and TV industry? Join me, Catherine Beck, your All-American Accent Coach, as I give you the insight and inspiration to take action on your career. Learn my best tips and tricks to performing with an American accent, and hear from working actors and other industry professionals to give you a comprehensive overview of this biz we call showbiz. This is the All-American Actors Podcast. I want to start off by giving a big shout out to one of my listeners, Mishipoo101, who says, "Do yourself a favor and listen to Catherine's podcast. If you're serious about learning the American accent or even remotely interested, her methods are so simple, easily digestible nuggets of gold. I love that you are loving this podcast and that you are finding such great value in these episodes." And if you're out there and you're listening and you're thinking, you know what? I love this podcast. Well, go ahead and do me a favor. Would you mind? Just head over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. Because you see, in the podcast world, these reviews are like nuggets of gold. They help us get seen by Apple, which means more actors can find great value in these episodes as well. So if you can take like 30 seconds right now, just pause this podcast, scroll down on my podcast to see where it says review, click the 5 stars, let me know what you think, just write a brief review, and that's it. You're done. And you'll get featured as our star listener of the week. And do me a favor, before you press submit on your review, take a quick screenshot, tag me in it, share it on your Instagram stories so I am aware and I can look out for it on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much, and I look forward to getting your reviews. All right, today's guest is Kat Arkos of Arkos Management. She is Ecuadorian and Peruvian. She is a talent manager in Jersey City, New Jersey. And prior to working as a talent manager, she was a business analyst for Showtime. That's when she realized her love for the entertainment industry, and she opened up her doors to Arkos Management in 2015. Now, she's got a great mission. Her mission has always been to represent the most diverse actors and really give them the guidance and development and support to help shape their acting career. She's also worked as an executive producer and casting director for independent short films. So without further ado, let's roll the interview. Welcome, Kat. It's so great to have you on the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
I am super, super excited to be here. Thank you, Catherine, for inviting me. This is so new and I love, love, love what you're doing.
Thanks so much. So why don't we start by just telling our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Awesome. Okay. My name is Kat Arkos. I am the founder. I'm a talent manager of a full service talent management company called Arkos Management. We manage clients in the TV, film, commercial. We're starting to get more into voiceover because that was just so popular last year. And we represent clients all over New Jersey, New York. We have clients from Mexico, all over LA, Atlanta, Las Vegas. So we're pretty much all over. And it's just so amazing to be able to help actors. So I take on a lot of developmental clients, which is basically kind of they have the experience, they have the training. They just need representation to really take them to the next level. And I love, love, love doing that just because it's like I'm just guiding them, right? I'm developing them as much as possible and just giving them all the tools they really need to be successful in this acting career. Our mission for Arkos was always since day one to represent diverse actors. I am born and raised in Jersey City, New Jersey. And from my research, I believe we still are the number one diverse city in the country. And I was always so proud of that, like growing up and, you know, just become more diverse. And 5 years ago, my now husband, that was a struggling actor, met him. And he was just telling me the same thing. He was just like, I know I want to act. I don't know what to do. Like, I've done some background and I just love being on set, but I just don't know what I need to do to like really make this a career. So me, as a supportive girlfriend, I was just like, you know, let me do my research. I want to help. Let me see what I can find, what tools I can. So I went in. When I tell you, I researched, I Googled, I used to work at Showtime as well. So I reached out to some connections over there and they kind of just told me everything I should be doing. And I told them like, hey, we need to get your headshots. We need to get your package together. And once that all kind of came together and I started reaching out to people, he started booking stuff. And I was just like, what is good? Like, I was just so excited. And that's where the light bulb went off. And it was just like, you know, if I can do that for him, I can just do this for so many actors that I'm sure have been in the same position. So that's how Arcos Management came about. We feel very passionate about diversity. I feel very passionate. I am a proud Latina. I'm Ecuadorian and Peruvian. So I truly, truly represent my culture as much as possible. And I will always feel like we need more of it. In television, on films, just in the entertainment industry alone. We need to see more of these diverse faces and backgrounds and cultures. And we need to tell our stories. So I will always, that would always be my mission from day one. And today I can say like it's something that is really, really coming to life. It's obviously been a slow journey, but it's getting closer, and that's exciting. So yeah, that's pretty much how we kind of were founded, and we're just, you know, we started with maybe like 3 clients. Right now we have about 30 amazing, amazing, diverse, beautiful clients, and we're just growing. We're just growing, and it's so beautiful to see how everything has evolved.
Oh, wow. That's so wonderful. And you can really hear the passion in your voice. And it's great when you find an area that you really want to promote. And the fact that you've got such a diverse clientele is amazing, and that it's growing and developing. And the fact that you're developing young talent is such a wonderful thing. So tell me, when you're choosing talent, because I'm sure you get bombarded by lots of actors wanting to join your agency or your management company, how do you decide who to work with? What really, you know, catches your eye when you're seeing new talent?
Yeah, that's a great question. It could be several things. And this is, I'll take you through my process. So we do get tons of submissions, right? Especially now with Clubhouse, and we'll get into that later. But we've been getting a load of submission emails, and it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. So my process is I look at the headshots, right? I look at what you look like. If it's something that we feel like we don't have in our roster, then we get excited, right? We're like, yes, like we need this. We've been seeing breakdowns for this. This is something that I really want to represent. So if the headshot alone gets us excited, then we kind of just look at the resume. And then we're just looking at the resume. Like I said, we do take developmental clients. So we know that a lot of them don't have that network experience yet. But if we see something that maybe they've done a short film, you know, which is nice because they kind of get how the industry works. If they've done maybe classes, I look at the training so much because I feel like as an actor, you should always be training, right? That's just what's going to make your craft better. So I definitely look at the training, any acting classes that you've taken, any acting coaches that are really amazing and that I see and I'm like, wow, this person has to be amazing because they trained with, you know, Leslie Kahn or Susan Batson and all these amazing teachers. And then if they have a reel, a lot of them don't, just because, again, they haven't gotten that network experience. I'm looking at maybe a monologue that they have, or maybe some clips, some acting clips that they've put together that shows what their acting looks like, what their talent looks like. And if that all comes together, then I am sending them an email and I'm letting them know, hey, we're interested. Can we meet up? Obviously, virtually nowadays because of this whole COVID new normal world we're living in. I just have an intro call with them and kind of feel them out. In that intro call, I think the most important thing is the chemistry, is the connection, is if we're really on the same page. And I always compare like a manager and client relationship to like any relationship, right? You're really like getting a feel of this person that you are possibly committing to, right? Your career, you're committing your career to them, to really, really trust them and communicate with them and know that they are always going to be looking out for you and want you to move forward in your career. So that's kind of my process when I'm looking at new talent submission. So I would say definitely the training is really what wins me over. I love theater actors. So I do get excited for theater actors because they have such a great foundation. Since we are based in New Jersey and New York, we do get a lot of clients that are transitioning from theater to TV film. So when I do see those, I get excited because they just know so much and they just need some tweaks to be able to transition over to TV film. So that's kind of like my process when I'm going through some new submissions.
That's great. That's really good information. I think that's good to know for just up and coming actors, just how it all works and how managers and agents make that call of who to bring in and join the agency or the management company. I have a question. So because you're on the East Coast, I'm curious, do you ever get calls then, or do you ever work with overseas talent, for example, UK actors? Or do you just strictly work with actors that are currently in the US? So for example, will you touch someone, you know, if they're getting their O-1 visa to move on over, that whole process? Is that something that you look at as well?
Yes. So it's something that I learned recently because I have become a sponsor for one of my clients from Mexico. And I didn't even know this was possible, honestly. Like, this was so, like, we had to speak with a lawyer and we had to, like, kind of go into the whole process behind it. But I believed in her so much that I was like, oh my God, whatever I can do as your manager, like, let me know. So she did tell me that she needed a sponsor because her visa was going to expire and she needed to do all the paperwork. But she ran through everything. Her lawyer, you know, we spoke with her lawyer and they needed some paperwork. But it's a process, right? Like, it was such a, like, we're still going through it. So for me, like, it was something that I embarked on and I'm so proud of it because I feel like, you know, now I have experience and I know that I can do this and I can help other actors out there. But the thing is, you know, the waiting time, right? The waiting time that comes with this particular situation, it's literally a waiting game right now. And I think it's best for any out of the country actors or actresses to really get that paperwork done way before, right? Way before they're coming here to the States. If it's looking for reps that are going to take you on, then having all that paperwork done beforehand so that when you get to the US, there's no waiting, right? It's kind of like, okay, let's get you on our casting sites. Let's get you, you know, submitting on our end and let's see what happens so that you can get booked. And so it was something very new to me. And I had to do a lot of research, but I'm so happy I did. I'm so happy that I can provide an opportunity like this because it's a blessing, honestly, like for actors that are really trying to come to the US and really, really do what they love, right? Because here we have some of the biggest markets, New York, LA, Atlanta, that's like growing more and more each day. And it's a place where you need to be in order to really, really have your career take off. And I enjoyed it and I learned so much of it. And I love learning. I love learning because I always feel like we're always learning, right? Like, we never know everything and it's a process in every single thing that we do.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah, it is. We're always learning. And I think that's so important for actors, isn't it? Like you said, they have to continue learning and challenging themselves in different ways. And I actually was thinking about this as you were talking, and it just sort of popped in my head, because you've got all these different actors from all these different countries. In terms of when you get the breakdowns and they're looking for diversity, and with the actors that you have, I don't know what the ratio is for the ones that were actually born in the U.S. to the ones that were born in another country and then moved to the U.S., what their natural accent is like, what the process is for them. When they get an audition like that, do they feel the need to do it in a more generalized American accent? Do they do it with a little bit of influence of whatever their background is? How do you work out what sort of accent they would need for roles?
Yes, that's, I love, love, love accents. It's so beautiful. You know, we have clients that are from the Dominican Republic that have this beautiful, like, Latin accent. And, you know, we're signing on this German actress, and she's beautiful too, and her accent is amazing. So for me, and again, every management company is different, every agency is different, and that is just how it is. I always say that, because you're always like, if you ask one question to each agent or manager, you'll probably get a different answer every time, because we all have our different business model, we all have our different perspectives. But for me, I am very, very clear from the beginning that whoever we represent, we are representing them how they are, right? And that just means whoever you identify with. If it's for my Latina actresses and they do have an accent, like I embrace it. I embrace it, and I never would say like, hey, get rid of this accent. We represent people how they are and how they speak. And to be honest, it does take time, because you do have to go to bat for them. And, you know, some of them have taken it upon themselves to take some dialect classes and do things like that. But you can never get rid of that, right? Like, it's who you identify with. It's how you were, like, it's you. So when I talk about languages and we have that conversation with our clients, I do what makes them feel comfortable and happy, and what truly makes them feel them like themselves. If there is a role that strictly says, you know, must have this accent, because there are breakdowns and they're very specific sometimes when they're looking for these particular accents or these particular ethnicities, it's something that I've seen a lot, and I've seen more in the last maybe couple of years, that they're more specific, which is beautiful, right? Because not every Latina is, you know, tan skin. Like, we have light skin Latinas, we have, you know, medium tone Latinas. It's just like everywhere, like every person is different wherever you are. With the breakdowns though, when I do see something specific, I'm obviously submitting my clients to that. The ones that I have seen that have become more and more common, which is nice to see, is breakdowns that say all ethnicities, right? And that just means you pretty much, for me, when I see something like that, I'm submitting all of my actors that are, you know, Latina, Black, Arabic, literally everything. And that for me is a big change that I've seen recently, which is nice. I've seen more of those, that they're just more open to that. And I feel like with language, it's just really, really something that I choose to have my clients embrace it, right? And not be pigeonholed, and know that each breakdown that comes in, that I'm doing everything I can to submit them. I'm doing everything I can to, if I really feel like they fit the role, I'm doing everything to like pick up a phone and call a casting director or another agent if they're the ones that are in contact with the casting director. Doing everything to pitch my clients, regardless of their accent, regardless of, you know, how they look. And it's just something that I think your representation has to be on the same page with. And it should influence what type of representation you want. So for me, like, I do embrace it, and I don't really, if there is a time where one of our casting directors are like, can she bring her accent down a notch? You know, it's something that I discuss with my clients, and if it's something that they can't do, then, you know, obviously we say, sorry, you know, they can't do it. Like, and I'm always on the positive side. And I always say, like, if the role wasn't meant to be, then it's not meant to be. And we just keep on going, and we keep on auditioning, and we keep on self-taping, and the right role will come along for each one of my clients. And it's not like we're like stuck on one role because, you know, this or that, but we're just really, really, they're just doing the work. They're training, they're doing everything they can to work on their craft. And they're doing self-tape classes now, right? Because that's huge right now. So they're doing everything they can on their end to really, really man these bookings. But if it's something that has to do with an accent or language, then honestly, it wasn't the role for them. And that's just the reality of it. And then we keep moving along and we keep going for other opportunities.
Yeah, cool. So really what it comes down to sometimes for your actors is just creating clarity so that they could be understood. So if they're speaking right in their natural accent, at the very least, they're understandable, you exactly know, so people, yeah, exactly. So good. Yeah, no, that's great. I usually tell my actors, because there's such a worry, I think when you live overseas, people, you know, the actors think, oh, it's got to be 100% authentic. I've got to sound like I was born in the US. And I always tell them, you can have degrees within your accent. I said, if you go to the US, nobody has the exact same accent. Everyone comes from different cultures, different backgrounds. Allow yourself to, you know, have a variation within the accent. You can sound, of course, you can strive for that accent like you were born in the US, but also allow yourself to have an accent that sounds like, hey, I was born somewhere else, but I've been in the US for quite some time. So it doesn't have to put that pressure on the actor, which I love. I think that's great that you're doing that.
Of course, because I really feel like an actor is the happiest when they're truly, truly being themselves. We're just getting so, so many different breakdowns, which is exciting. And it's exciting to see the breakdowns just open up for different communities, right? And I just feel excited. Like, I feel excited because this is what it should be. And this is exactly what so many people have been working for, to have these roles open up for everyone.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's such an exciting time for actors, especially now as well. I find that there's more opportunities for auditions, which is incredible, and really exciting things coming up. Like, for example, Clubhouse is something that's really intriguing. I know it's been out a little bit longer in the US than other countries. So I'm in Australia and it's just started to circulate in the community here. But I know that you've been on it and you've moderated in some groups. What do you see as being like the big advantages for actors being on Clubhouse?
Clubhouse has really been revolutionary. Just because of what has happened, I feel like it is the perfect app for people to actually connect. Like, we have been through this whole pandemic and it's been such a struggle, you know, with quarantine and lockdowns and, you know, people not being able to see their families or their friends or like do normal stuff, like going out to get a drink or to eat some dinner. I feel like this app has come at the perfect time where people just want to connect with one another and they want a genuine connection. It has literally been such a beautiful thing to see these rooms that I'm in. And these rooms that I'm in is just the perfect picture that, you know, agents, managers, casting directors, producers, all of these people are a community, right? And it has just brought so much of us industry professionals together. I have met so many other managers, and that's a beautiful thing because, you know, in management, we're not really trying to connect with other managers because we're mostly building relationships with casting directors and agents because those are the people that we work most with for our clients. So we really, I mean, we know other management companies exist. We know other managers exist. But this app has truly brought so many different managers from the United States, from the UK, from, you know, Australia. Like, it's just so many different managers and agents and casting directors coming together and just sharing their perspective. I think it's so beautiful. I learned so much as a manager. I take literally so many things and I put, like, you know, they call it gems, right? It's just literally things that we would have never been open to knowing if it wasn't for this app. And again, it's just such a beautiful community we're building. We're helping actors as well. So any panel or any rooms that we're in and we're moderators, it's just basically us answering questions from actors, right? And wherever they are. I stay up until like 5 a.m. over here because we also, during that time for us in Australia, it's like evening time. So yeah. That's how we meet more Australians and people from the UK and London. And I love just staying on because I just get to learn more about what's going on in different markets and the different countries and how everyone has their different way of doing things when it comes to management and agencies. So I highly, highly recommend everyone that does have an iPhone to get on Clubhouse and connect. And I think that's the most beautiful part. Everyone is connecting. They're listening to each other. And it's not really like these other apps like Instagram. You're watching people. You're watching what people post. And you know, Facebook, you're also looking at pictures that your family posted. And it's just like looking. But with Clubhouse, you're connecting on a level where you're just listening. And I really feel like you're just connecting with people's hearts. And it's literally such a beautiful thing to be a part of and see. And that's why I'm always on this app, because I just want to connect and have genuine conversations with these people and actors and other colleagues that I have on there. It really, really is a blessing. And I can't stress it enough that if you are an actor, you need to be on there, because that's the best way that you can connect with these agents and managers and casting directors right now, because we're not able to do it face to face. We're not able to do it in the audition rooms anymore. So this is literally your opportunity to take advantage of this and really make those genuine connections.
Yeah, definitely. And that's how I met you, was on the Clubhouse.
Yes! I'm excited. I'm excited. And again, this is only the beta portion of it. So I'm sure they're going to be making more updates. And, you know, once it's open to like Android users, you know, it's going to be even bigger.
Definitely. Hey, so it's been really great to have you on the podcast. I'm sure you have to get to all your emails and your actors and everything. But I just wanted to wrap up and ask you one final thing. If you have any last words of advice for the international actors out there who are looking to break into the U.S. market, you know, what's one thing that stands out to you in your mind that you could let them know about the business to prepare them better for the U.S. market?
I would say I would highly recommend definitely get your paperwork, get that all settled with. And do your research. I can't stress that enough. Do your research. Look at IMDb Pro. Look into representation. Look into your management companies. Target them. And really, really build a nice target list so that you can start pitching yourself, right? If you don't have representation in the United States, it's really crucial to really set yourself up with representation when you come to the U.S., because these are the agents and managers that are going to bat for you. They're getting these breakdowns that are coming straight from the casting directors, and you really just want to set yourself up for success. So make a target list, reach out. If you have agents over there, this is something that I've been hearing a lot on Clubhouse. If you have agents over there, use them and as a liaison to connect with other agents in the U.S. and make that, you know, make that referral or that big connection that you need to get representation. I think it just will make international actors' life so much easier, just having everything set up for them when they arrive. And that's, again, it's a process, it's a journey. But as long as you're doing the work behind it, I think you're just going to be so much more successful. So
that's great advice.
It's my best advice. And I truly, truly believe that, you know, everyone has that opportunity, and it's just about doing the work behind it. And it's hard. Yes, there's highs and lows, but if the timing is right, if the connections are aligning, then it will happen. It will happen, and it will be literally everything you have dreamed of, honestly. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, that's so inspiring. And it inspires me as well. to hear you speak like that.
Everybody should be inspired. And I think that's the thing that's missing. Like, a lot of people feel like they're restricted and something can't happen. But if there's a will, there's a way. If it's meant to be, it will be. But I feel like that is something that you should be inspired every day, right? You should wake up and know that if it's acting, if that's your passion, if that's your career, then you're going to do everything you can to make it happen. So I wish everyone the best of luck. And, you know, I'm always here if you need a resource. You too, Catherine. Like, if you ever need anything, let me know.
Thank you so much. And so where can our actors find you?
Yeah, so please follow us. Our Instagram is very active. I do so many IG lives. And just follow us. Our Instagram is Arcos Management Co. And on Clubhouse, you know, you can search me up as Kat Arcos, or our username is @ArcosManagement, but it's abbreviated. And yeah, follow our socials. We are very active on there. I try my best to really put a face to the management just so everybody can feel more comfortable and get to know like what we really do. But we have a lot of lives. You can go on our IG live. We have so many videos that we've posted with casting directors, agents, other managers that can be so helpful for actors to watch.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Well, thank you once again, Kat. It's been so great to have you on the podcast. Wishing all your actors and your management company all the very best. And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Kat. What a pleasure it was to speak with you. And actors, if you're feeling inspired by this episode and ready to take action and work in the U.S. industry, but you're feeling like your American accent needs some work, then go ahead and download my free guide that's going to walk you through my process on how to master the all-American accent. It's yours and it's free. Just head over to katherinebeck.com/accent. And let me know if you love this episode. Take a screenshot, share it with me on Instagram stories, tag me in it, @Catherine_Beck_. You can find me there. And also, if you've got any questions or topics you'd like to hear me talk about on the podcast, send me a DM and let me know. And coming up next week on the show, I am going to discuss even further why Clubhouse is the best way to practice your American accent. Now make sure to share this show with all your actor friends, let them know what's coming up next week, and invite them to tune in with you and learn how to become an all-American actor so you can be the working actor you dream to be. Until then, go practice your American accent, and I'll see you back here next time.